here we have the principle then of what we call Christian ministry. If you're like I am, where you have this, where God has put it on your heart that I want to be used by God, that I want to be someone who represents God to this world and reflects His glory to the world, then what you have to realize is here is what I'm talking about. I have to be willing to bear the cross. I have to be willing to die to the flesh if I want that life to emanate out from me and to radically affect other people. Here is why some people just seem to have dramatic effect for Christ everywhere they go. It's not that they say the right thing. I mean, maybe they have learned and they can say some good things, but it's not that, because others will say the same thing and not seem to have the impact. What is it that fills our words and our actions with that impact that people just find life-changing? It's this right here. It's that death has to work in me in order for life to work in you. And so there's a big, powerful motive here for those of us that get it spiritually to be like, you know, okay, God, I don't like it. Okay, I'm not real happy about this, but bring it. Because I'm determined if that's the price that I have to pay for the sake of others that I love, I'm paying it. And the body of Christ is fed when some of its members agree to bear the cross. Now, like I said earlier, it doesn't always work. This whole system, this whole approach can break down, and it does break down in a lot of cases. There are several conditions that we have to meet if we want to see this life out of death thing happen in our lives. In the first place, what I already mentioned, active cooperation, which is faith, where we believe, first of all, the teachings of Scripture that this is what God is doing in my life right now. You know, because we might just feel like, oh, I feel so rotten, I'm having such a terrible time here. You know, God, come on, where are you? And so we have this real sneering attitude toward God. It's like, oh, so this is great, so this is the Christian life, huh? And we're all pissy about it. And what are we saying? We don't believe any of the teaching from the passages we just read. We think the Christian life should just be thrill constantly, you know. And that God, when He says these things in His Word about the need to have the death of Christ before we can experience His full life, is a lie. We don't believe it. So how much progress will we make in that condition? Basically, none. I know people who were friends with me when I was your age here on campus. That's when I became a Christian, a long time ago. And these guys, now decades have passed, and they've been suffering the whole time. They're just as carnally minded as they were as a student. Hasn't done a bit of good. And they're just as unbelieving as they ever were, too. There's a deep issue here between us and God. Am I going to believe God on this point? You know, because if you did believe, oh, I'm suffering, you know. So this is it. This is the chipping away at the clay vessel. You would actually be thankful. I mean, this is what I prayed for. Lord, yeah, I asked, use me, God. Let me be your guy. And now it's happening. I should be happy about that. I should be like, thank the Lord. I'm looking forward to what kind of difference this makes. But a lot of times we just don't react that way. We're blind. We blame others around us for causing suffering. We blame our circumstance. I got to move to California. I'm suffering here. I got to go somewhere. You know, we always want to run away. And we're just like a dumb animal. It's like we have no comprehension whatsoever. Wait a minute, dude, God's trying to work on you here. And yeah, that does hurt.